This is Dateline New Mexico from Mills Broadcasting. I'm Tom Tropridge. The governor's State of the State speech is not the only opening day tradition at the New Mexico State Capitol. It's also the time each year when the children's advocacy group New Mexico Voices for Children releases the annual Kids Count data book. That's done on purpose. Voices for Children director James Jimenez says the report, which ranks states on categories of child wellness, comes out the first day of the session so lawmakers are aware of how the state's kids are doing as they craft a budget for the coming year. I'll have details on the Kids Count report after this word from our media partner.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, executive director of the New Mexico Municipal League. Did you know that 67% of New Mexicans live in cities, towns, and villages? That's almost 1.5 million folks. The New Mexico Municipal League lobbies on behalf of cities to secure the resources for essential municipal services, such as water, sewer, police, and fire protection. A better New Mexico through better cities.
The positives in this year's Kids Count data book mainly relate to health issues. Amber Wallman is the Kids Count Director at New Mexico Voices for Children.
So we're seeing improvements in the number of babies born with low birth weight. We're seeing big improvements in the number of children with health insurance, and that's largely due to the expansion of the Affordable Care Act in New Mexico. So 33,000 more New Mexico kids now have access to health insurance. We're also seeing big improvements in teen birth rates and also in teens who use or abuse drugs and alcohol.
The report says more children in New Mexico are living in high poverty areas and living in families where no parent has full-time year-round employment. And at a Rotunda news conference about the report, Wallman provided the grim numbers. Overall, New Mexico ranks 49th among states for child well-being.
And just as troubling is the fact that we are ranked poorly in each of the four Kids Count domains. We rank 48th in economic well-being. This year, we fell to 50th in education. Despite the many gains that we're making in health, we are ranked 44th, and we're ranked 49th in family and community.
Among the issues behind that bad news, says Wallman, is that the state is still seeing the effects of the Great Recession on New Mexico's families.
While the rest of the nation has continued to recover from the Great Recession, New Mexico is still struggling. We have the second to worst child poverty rate in the nation, and tens of thousands more New Mexico kids now live in poverty than did prior to the Great Recession. And we're also seeing persistent numbers of children who live in high poverty areas and children who live in low income families. And so while we are making a lot of progress in a number of areas, those economic indicators continue to hold us back.
During this legislative session, Wallen and New Mexico Voices for Children are hopeful that despite New Mexico's tide of budgetary red ink, the focus is not shifted from the programs in place known to be working and leading to progress.
We've seen a lot of progress in early childhood education, particularly in pre-K and in home visiting. And we've seen legislators' commitment to these issues. And we've also seen commitment to health issues. And the repercussions are that we're seeing improvements in those indicator areas. And so now is not the time for legislators and the governor to let up in those areas where we see improvements, because those make real tangible differences for our kids. We hope that in approaching the budget crisis, that legislators and the governor take a balanced approach, and that they include any cuts, with any cuts that they include new revenue options.
That will likely be a challenge given Governor Susana Martinez's pledge for no new taxes or revenue enhancement measures this legislative session. One possible source of revenue, says Wallman, is on taxation of goods sold online. We'll be keeping an eye on that issue in the coming days of this new legislative session. That's Dateline New Mexico. I'm Tom Tropridge.